Do you have a method to get out of a negative feedback loop that you create once you are in a negative frame of mind?
It's a great question. I love audits. And so auditing myself, particularly as being a parent, you're self-righteous in a way, you know, like, you know, everything all of a sudden, and we forget what it feels like to be 20 and, or 19 or 18 or 15, whatever it might be, 12. Auditing yourself first, sitting down before the conversation, if you're in that negative loop and you just keep thinking about, I can't believe the audacity, what was she thinking, blah, 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 blah. Auditing yourself as a parent is humbling. And it also forces you to get into more curious mindset, because by auditing yourself, you're asking yourself, what are they thinking? Which is a curiosity. It's a question. It's a thought process that takes you down a path of curiosity. And you can't be angry and negative and curious at the same time. So it's a great negotiation trick. Sandy, it looks like you, this is your kind of realm, the family world. And I love hearing your take on these things.
Yeah. It's, there's nothing harder as a parent than seeing your child do something and you know it's wrong. And, you know, you want to protect them and stop them from doing everything that's going to cause them any kind of hurt or pain. And your mistake in doing that is that you don't allow them to experience the negative, because they have to grow up finding out that there are negative things out there, and they have to figure out how to, create a backbone for themselves, I guess, that helps them deal with some of this stuff. So you can't protect them from all the negative. You have to let them experience some of the negative. That was my biggest challenge, especially with my youngest, because she's the baby, right? So I want to protect everything that negative that's coming at her. And I realized early on, yeah, I'm protecting her from all these things, but I'm also not helping her build up the strength to handle things for herself. So I had to talk myself into taking a step back and, you know, allowing her to find her way in certain situations. And what I did instead was I used things like calibrated questions, or I used things, you know, like labels to prompt her to think and figure it out for herself. But what was the original question again?
Yeah, the original question was, how do you get out of a negativity like loop where you're always being, it sounds like you're just getting back into negative. And it seems like taking yourself out of the situation, being less intimate with and engaged with the situation, and being aware of this is a journey for the other person,
yeah,
is one of the ways to do it, because it gives you more better perspective.
Yeah. So now that's how you do it when the other person is in the negative loop and you're trying to help them kind of find their way out. But how do you deal with it when you get stuck in your own negative loop? Because that does happen a lot as well. And I think the first thing is you have to recognize that you're there, because when you get into that negative loop, don't forget, stress, fear, anger, negativity, those things trigger your amygdala, which cuts off your prefrontal cortex. You do that to yourself. And when you are triggered, you have to recognize how that trigger manifests in you. And each one of us has a different way that happens. And so you have to be able to break through that. But first of all, the first thing you do is recognize it. So when I get stuck in, this happens more often than people think, I think, but I get stuck in that negative loop, especially the last 6 months, I've been in a couple of negative loops. So you get in that negative loop and all you can think of is, oh my God, this is horrible. What am I going to do about this? And how am I going to handle that? And oh my gosh, this is negative. This is terrible. And it's all you can seem to do. And then you've got to find some way to metaphorically slap yourself in the face and wake up from it. And a lot of times for me, it's just paying attention to what's going on around me. And I'll see a quote or something and I'll be like, oh my God, this is what I've done to myself. I've not been positive at all. I've been completely negative all this time. And that all that's done is feed into this. And then I start to figure it out and then I can back off. And then I do a little positive affirmation thing every day. I wake up and I'm like, yeah, woke up this morning. It's a good day. I mean, you know, you got to find satisfaction and positivity in the smallest things sometimes to be able to build on. Because if you only think negative, you're building the negative and you're going to get stuck in that loop. But if you introduce one small positive that can break through somehow, it can actually change your mindset for the whole day. So there's, and I hope my daughters don't ever watch this, but I little jars for them for Christmas, because I'm one of these nerds that buys Christmas presents all year long as I see something that I think is cool. Positive daily affirmations. So it's a jar that holds 365 positive daily affirmations, because two of my daughters, they are famous for getting into negative loops. So if I give them those, open one a day, positive affirmation in the morning, it can stop that negative loop they have going before it even starts on any given day. So, you know, think about that for the people around you. Think about that for yourself. If you're, you know, if you have those little peel off calendars, it has a little funny joke that you can read every day, even that, even something just to inoculate yourself with a little bit of positive immediately off the bat in the morning when you get up.
Something about what you're saying is so important, which is, what do you want? Like, and that's for the other person too. So you have this negative loop that you're in, but you don't, the truth is you have all these reasons you might be in this negative loop that are justifiable reasons. But it sounds like what you're saying, Sandy, is your long-term vision can override the negative loop. And if you remind yourself of that long-term vision of wanting to be getting the most out of life or living in a positive way, that long-term vision, and then working towards that that's the strategy behind the vision. The strategy behind the hope is extremely powerful.
Yes. It's more powerful than I think people realize, because things are not always going to be going positive for you. You're going to have negative things hitting you probably daily, a little negative thing here and there hitting you daily. And it's the way you respond to that as opposed to react to that. And we say this all the time, try to respond to things and not react to things. It's the way you respond to that that is going to determine if you stay on the negative lane or if you head toward the positive direction. And just recognizing that in yourself, and recognizing whether or not you're a person that tends to lean into the negative or lean into the positive, and what maybe is happening that causes you to go one way or another. If you can think about that, I think you can affect change in yourself and in your mindset as to whether or not you're staying negative or managing to find just a little tiny positive thing.
And that mindset for the other person too. So if you're continuously getting negativity back from the other person, and you can see beyond the loop that they're in and understand where that loop is coming from and what they really want, what their vision is long-term, and you start gauging that and trying to ask labels, you do asking labels, you know, sounds like you have a vision for our relationship, or it seems like you have a vision for whatever it might be, then you're also going to help them get out of that loop, because you're going to remind them of their vision as well. Not to mention that you're going to understand them, because their vision might not be what you think it is. And they might bring up some concerns that they have within that vision response that'll help you determine roadblocks that you both need to work on to get through, to get to a resolution, essentially.